This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Congestion pricing is back on the table. Governor Hochul's new plan headed to the MTA board with plenty of pushback. 1010 Winds' Glenn Chuck is following all the developments in this report from Midtown.
Yeah, don't blink. It's back. Governor Hochul looking, in fact, to fast-track this new $9 tolling plan. It would begin around January the 5th here in Manhattan. In fact, the MTA, how fast are they moving on this? They're going to have a board meeting to vote on it on Monday. Their long list of pushback includes some new voices as well. This is a state assemblyman, Michael Novikov from Brooklyn.
You would think, out of basic decency, the governor would wait just a bit longer. But let's be honest. We know that this isn't about decency. It's hypocrisy at its finest.
Now, the at least nine lawsuits that have been filed to stop congestion pricing include one by Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey. Now, in a statement yesterday, in part, he says he remains firmly opposed to any efforts to fast-track this in the coming weeks. And then we got a response to Murphy from the MTA. It was pretty strong. I'll read it to you. They say, in part, it's hard to take advice from Governor Murphy, who was overseeing the total collapse of the state's mass transit system. So buckle up. This is going to be an interesting few weeks. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
And even as congestion pricing is back in play, Hudson River crossing tolls and path fares are set to rise.
Starting January 5th, bridge and tunnel tolls are going up 43 cents. On January 12th, the single ride path fare will go up to $3, its first increase since 2014. Port Authority Chief Finance Officer Elizabeth McCarthy.
Our proposed 2025 budget includes some limited toll adjustments to the agency's bridge and tunnel tolls that are necessary to address those negative impacts of COVID-19 on revenues and operating costs.
They're proposing a 25-cent increase on top of the 43-cent increase. Also on the table is a 50% path discount for the disabled. They also want to up the toll-by-mail rate to incentivize people to get E-ZPass. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The prosecution could rest today in the manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny after some new insight on the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely and video of the defendant's interrogation.
A former military combat instructor says a fellow Marine veteran misused a combat maneuver when he fatally choked a homeless man on a Manhattan subway last year. Joseph Caballer testified that Daniel Penny appeared to have attempted a blood choke on the man Jordan Neely. He said Penny would have been trained in the non-lethal maneuver, but should have known to let go after Neely lost consciousness. The testimony came weeks into the trial of Penny. He faces manslaughter charges in Neely's death. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Jurors also saw a video of Penny talking to police.
He says, you know, if I don't get this, I'm going to kill everyone.
Something going to jail forever. Yeah. I'm willing to.
Is it at that point that's when you get up and decide to put him in the hold? Because it looks like a sleeper hold to me. Like,
right, yeah.
Similar to, like,
I'm not trying to kill the guy.
Right.
I'm just trying to make, like, de-escalate the situation, right?
If convicted, Penny could get up to 15 years in prison. A slashing early today in the subway in Inwood. This happened just before 2 a.m. on a southbound platform at the Dyckman Street station. Police say a 35-year-old man got into an argument with a woman in her 30s. She was with two men. One of them slashed the victim in the hand. Victim taken to the hospital in stable condition. The two guys and the woman ran off. Police still looking for them. It is another day of high fire threat across the region. AccuWeather says there is concern for today and tomorrow because of gusty winds, low humidity, and all of that dry brush out there. There is some good news. Crews have made progress on the Jennings Creek fire. That is now 75% contained, but it's just one of many.
Stubborn flames continue to burn in New York and New Jersey.
I've been doing this, I guess, about 30 years, and this is a completely different type of firefighting, all new to us.
It's a nonstop, seemingly endless fight, and it's taken a toll.
They're getting worn out. Our folks over in New Jersey have been running crazy since late August.
Fire crews led us up slippery, rugged hillsides.
It's a lot of rock. It's hard on our feet and it's hard on our tools.
Through mangled trees and dried brush, fuel for the blaze.
Correspondent Tom Hansen reporting, the fire is still causing upheaval in Greenwood Lake, where many residents have relocated and the school district closed yesterday and today. More than a dozen gang members have been indicted and arrested in Upper Manhattan.
30 gang members have been indicted for gun violence dating back to 2018 up to now. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says these gangs are behind half of the shootings that happened in Washington Heights and Inwood this year alone.
We allege that all of the defendants possessed illegal firearms and either contributed directly to the violence or helped supply illegal weapons to do so. And you see some of the weapons in front of you.
The charges these men are facing include murder, attempted murder, robbery, conspiracy, and trafficking guns from Ohio into the city. 31 illegal guns were seized from this gang member takedown, who were part of the 200/8 Block gang, 6 Block, and OED gang. Maryland Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Big change coming at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. President-elect Trump said yesterday he wants to replace Damian Williams, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, with Jay Clayton. Clayton served as chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission in the first Trump administration. It comes as Williams is overseeing a number of high-profile cases, including the corruption action against Mayor Adams and the Sean Combs sex trafficking case. A 17-year-old boy is recovering, a 14-year-old facing a long list of charges after a stabbing at a Yonkers high school yesterday. This happened around 9:30 a.m. at Gorton High School. They said the younger boy had some kind of dispute with the victim. It became physical, and the 14-year-old stabbed him several times. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. The 14-year-old detained by school safety officers, the building under lockdown for about an hour. Now, the 14-year-old is charged with assault, attempted assault, weapons possession, his name not being released because of his age. The Yonkers School District issued a statement explaining what happened and thanking everyone for their patience and understanding. All right, so how did The Onion end up buying Alex Jones's InfoWars? Well, a Texas federal judge has ordered a hearing on that very question after the satirical website bought it at the auction of Jones's property in the lawsuit brought by the Sandy Hook victims' families. Ben Collins is head of The Onion's parent company. He says...
It was important to the families is that we really try to take him off the air for a couple days and see what happens. And that's important to us, too. Like, we want to be able to wipe the slate clean with this thing.
Lawyers for Jones and a company affiliated with InfoWars, though, are questioning the process for the auction, and a hearing on the issue is set for next week. And the New Jersey governor's race is about to get even more crowded. Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer said to announce today. Fellow Representative Mikey Sherrill expected Monday. Political consultant Hank Scheinkopf telling 1010 Winds.
Crowded field, first time in after 8 years that there's an opportunity for people to become the governor, likely to have two congressmen in there, Mikey Sherrill and Josh Gottheimer, Steve Phillip, the mayor of Jersey City, Steve Sweeney, the former president of the New Jersey Senate, and who knows who else jumps into the game.
On the Republican side, there are at least five candidates, including several current and former state lawmakers. It wasn't politics, it was a boiler. That's what Staten Island's borough president is saying after a local bakery ended up in the middle of a firestorm over Whoopi Goldberg's birthday celebration on The View. It started when Goldberg said that Holterman's, the oldest bakery in New York State, turned down an advance order for Charlotte Russe because of her political views. The Great Gills Bakery was inundated with calls. Beep Vito Fisella says the whole thing was a misunderstanding. They had a boiler problem and couldn't commit to orders in advance. Today, he'll be at Holterman to offer what he calls an open look at an honest business. Goldberg, by the way, did ultimately get the Charlotte ruse on a same-day order.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.